Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Aerosmith started their residency in Las Vegas just a few nights back, and here's a review from a site called therap.com, whatever that is. Steven Tyler started Aerosmith's Vegas residency Saturday night by stalking cartoonishly on stage, dressed in a flowing pajama-like outfit, as if the cheers of the crowd had woken him up, and now he decided he needed to kick a whole casino's ass, which he did. By the end of the show, the 71-year-old was shirtless and ripped, setting extremely unattainable goals for most people in AARP. And they go on to
shirtless
say that
shirtless and ripped? I don't know. The last picture where somebody sent of us of Steven Tyler in Maui, he didn't look ripped.
No, he looked anemic. But they said it's a hits catalog, you know. They play all the stuff from the 70s.
There was some deeper stuff in there, like Seasons of Wither and Kings and Queens.
And they play those ballad things, too. 5,200-seat theater, but the review was very good. It was an excellent show. So, Fleetwood Mac was supposed to fill in for the Rolling Stones at this New Orleans Jazz Fest. The Stones were supposed to do that, but then Mick's heart procedure happened. So then they call up the Fleetwood Mac guys, and they say, hey, you want in on this? And Fleetwood Mac says, sure. Well, now Stevie Nicks has the flu, so Fleetwood Mac is out. And Fleetwood Mac has had to scrap a couple of tours, a couple of shows, I should say, on their tour. Rod Stewart and Jeff Beck are reuniting. This will be something else. A special show at LA's Hollywood Bowl on September 27th. Rod Stewart says it'll be the most in-depth concert that they've done together in 35 years.
So they're going to go back and do some old stuff.
Yeah, they'll do People Get Ready, and they'll do, you know.
Ain't superstitious.
The Hollywood Bowl show will mark their first on-stage appearance together since 2009 when Rod made a surprise entrance at Jeff Beck's show in L.A. to sing People Get Ready. Rod wrote in his autobiography, it was really effing great. By the end, Jeff was in tears, and we gave each other a big old hug. So it's a one-show-only thing for those two guys. And then David Crosby's got another job. Yesterday, we said what he's going to be for Rolling Stone magazine. He's going to be the advice columnist. You can ask him about anything.
Yes.
Relationships, rock and roll, health issues.
Money management.
Whatever you got,
yeah,
he'll cover it for you. Well, now he's signed on to act as both a judge and product presenter at the upcoming 2019 WeedCon Cup Awards. The United States Premier Cannabis Cup competition, awarding excellence for cannabis products. Crosby will be a judge for that in June in Los Angeles. And right now, Crosby is actively seeking a licensing relationship with a cannabis company. Crosby says, I want in on this.
Is the logo just the mustache? It's, you know, that should be the marketing thing.
The brand name will be Mighty Cros. And then they will be able to use his image, his likeness, you know, for the weed, for the Mighty Cros. But apparently he announced a year ago he wanted to get into this. He's still sampling, I guess, until he can find one he's happy with and then partner up with him.
He's going to be part of Woodstock for the 50th anniversary.
Is it just him?
Yeah, it's David Crosby guys, right? And friends, okay. Something like that.
And one of the friends will not be Graham Nash.
It doesn't sound like
That's the trash.
Brad and John, KISM.